Look down, O Lord, upon this sinful land. Guide and defend us with thy mighty hand against the fiery darts of Satan's power, which seeks our souls and bodies to devour. This world is full of envy and debate. Neighbor to neighbor bears a deadly heat. Brother against sister, friend against each friend, which shows the world is very near an end. Vile blasphemy is used against the Lord by old and young at every trifling word. Some in their angry mood will curse and swear, as if they would their God in pieces tear. But let them know that do the Lord provoke by cursed oaths on them to strike the stroke. Know that although he suffers then a space, he will at last confound their wicked race. As for example, here I mean to tell a strange relation which of late befell of one a forsworn wretch, as is well known, on whom the Lord a wonder great hath shown. This wretched man, of whom these lines are penned, denied a truth, a bad cause to defend, and rashly wished in place whereas he stood, that he might never eat meat to do him good. Now mark God's judgments, how they strangely fell. A short time after, grief it is to tell, he with some others more to dinner went, to give their hungry stomach some content. But as they sat at table with their meat, having made bargain for't they fell to eat, this forsworn wretch, Tom Miles called by name, fed very greedily upon the same. And thrusting in a bit that would not pass, quite down his throat his luckless hap it was, to choke himself the very truth was so, while all the rest beheld him with great woe. Unto a surgeon then he ran with speed, desiring him to help him in his need. But all in vain, no help for him could be. His breath was stopped, and he died presently. And being dead, the surgeons took in hand to rip him up that they might understand the truth and reason how he lost his breath, and how he came by his untimely death. Which having done, they found with woe at last the gub of meat stick in his throat so fast, which was the case of this his life's decay, because it could not thence be put away. Within the hospital his corpse doth lie. Men of good credit can it testify. His body buried was without control, but God grant mercy to his guilty soul. Let this example warn us to amend, that we by oaths may not our God offend. Oh, let each man and woman now refrain from taking of God's holy name in vain. He that delights in oaths and curses viled, and hath therewith his spotted soul defiled, May now bewail the time that he was born. Sin is the cause that makes a land to mourn. High time it is for us to watch and pray upon our bended knees both night and day unto our God that he will mercy take on us poor souls for Jesus Christ his sake. For surely this we well may understand, the Lord is angry with this sinful land. His judgments hath so many ways been shown throughout our coasts, as is to many known. What visions in the air and fearful sights have been of late, which wonder may affright. Thunder and lightnings to procure our fears, enough to make each flinty heart shed tears. All these are signs to warn us to repent, which God as messengers hath us to send, for to reclaim us from our former sin, which we so long have slept and wallowed in. But to conclude, sweet Jesus, give us grace, that we on earth may run a godly race, that when by death our life is taken away, we may through the eternal life enjoy.